Today we're going to spend time talking about the Erickson Public Library, some of the programming and things that are going on. And joining us in studio, we got Mr. Z.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Good morning.
And on the phone joining us, we've got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yep. We're all set. We're ready to go. Unfortunately, Zach, it's almost the Ides of March.
Yeah.
Sorry. You guys have been busy.
Yeah, we've been busy. You know, we were just talking yesterday that it's already mid-March and, you know, summer reading's around the corner. So, but we have to get through what we got to get through before that. So,
spring break's been a busy time because you do a lot of additional things. You guys have a lot of additional things going on and all the way through the rest of the month.
Yeah, absolutely. So yesterday, obviously, began spring break and we were really steady, busy, which was great. See all the families in. And so actually today is our first program. We're going to be showing a movie at 4 p.m. It's an 80s classic, and Reese's Pieces are going to be included in that. So
instrumental.
Yeah, very, very much so. And then we just
move right. Something from Spielberg.
Well, there you go. Yeah, how about that? Okay, that's great. We could say that too. Okay, so we could put those two together. So absolutely. And then tomorrow, Rhonda at 2 p.m. is going to be doing Jackbox games, which are just some online games. Pretty cool for that. And then on Thursday, I'm going to be showing another movie at 10 a.m. And this one involves super pets. I think I could say that. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Animals that are superheroes in that way. And then on Friday, we end at 1 p.m. I'll be doing Kahoot trivia, and prizes are included in that. So we just wanted to sprinkle in, you know, some programs. We'll still do story time tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and then Thursday we move to 1:30. So some of our regular stuff this week as well. So
you get regular plus a few special.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, we'll just be doing our regular programs. So Family Fun is next Tuesday at 6 p.m. on the 21st, and it is the season for like plants and stuff like that. So I'm going to be distributing you know, the materials, and kiddos can plant something to take home. Attend that, and you'll be able to see what you're going to get. And then, as I said, Wednesday and Thursday, story times. Tinker Thursday has been successful for our first through fourth graders. Those are, we did have one on the 9th, and we'll have another one on the 30th, and we're doing robots this month. So we have some few robots. They're called Sphero robots. Pretty cool. Can program them. And then our music and movement, we'll have another one on the 24th. And then Rhonda and I will be doing a family cooking class on the 28th at 6 p.m. And which is really neat. This time we're going to be doing quesadillas, but we're going to cook them in our air fryer. And the library does have its own air fryer now. So that does require registration. Again, it's on the 28th at 6 p.m. So just go to the library website and register. I think we have 10 spots left.
Okay.
That's correct. That. I just looked it up.
Yeah. So get registered as soon as possible. And then we have, as always, a wonderful partnership with the Extension Office, and we sat down and focusing on kids cooking, and so they have programs that they're going to be doing once a month. So on the 23rd, which is next Thursday at 4 p.m., we'll be having our first cooking class with them. Registration is required, and that's probably for first through fourth graders as well. And please register, because that's filling up as well. And then our story walk has been very successful, and Jamie was out last week putting in the newest book for March, and that is Planting a Rainbow. It's one of my favorites by Lois Ehlert. So just go out to McCo's. It's located north of the swimming pool, and just walk and read, which is awesome.
Pull into the parking lot at the pool and go for a walk.
Yeah, and then it's nice.
Come back, follow it along. And this is one of those, I mean, I know you try to change them. Mother Nature does have an impact, but we've got a couple of pretty nice days coming up.
We do, yeah, absolutely. And so, like I said, just go out there. They're just, you'll see them. And you just walk, and you'll be able to know the direction of the story. So if you do end up at the end, you'll be like, oh, I better start at the beginning. But it's not that difficult to figure out. That's what we got for children.
All right. Busy time.
Busy.
That's good. That's
absolutely.
That's all right. And still making plans for summer reading, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to go too far.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Let's focus on March.
We still got March to finish
and
up.
And April. So.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
I know you're going to be heading back over there, but thanks for being here and joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you again.
In the meantime, Rhonda, you've got some things you're working on.
Yeah. So Zach had mentioned about Jackbox Games on Wednesday, and that's also our monthly board game night at the library at 6 p.m., and that's open to all ages. So adults, families, kids, teens, we have a whole bunch of board games here, but if you want to bring your own game with you, that's fine too, and we provide snacks. So that's this Wednesday at 6 p.m., you know, something fun to do for spring break if you are here. And then we have our Pokemon Club that we host every month, and that is this Thursday at 3:30 p.m. And if you are a fan of Pokemon, bring your Pokemon cards with you. A lot of the tweens and teens play the Pokemon card game. You know, they check out each other's collections. We usually put a Pokemon video on. We have, you know, Pokemon activities and crafts and more snacks. So snacks are always good. Then Friday is St. Patrick's Day. So in the afternoon on the main floor, we will have Irish tea for whoever wants to come and have some tea. And then we'll have some Celtic Knot coloring pages out and be playing some Irish music. Not live, but, you know, recorded Irish music, but just to kind of get you in that festive mood. So we thought that would be fun. Yeah.
So, good. No.
Sorry, go ahead,
Jim. I was going to say, keep going. We've got, I know you've got more regular things coming up.
Oh, I have more. Yep. We're of course, doing yoga that we do every month on Wednesdays and Fridays. And then we're continuing with our Mindful Monday programs. We had one last night, but then we will have it next Monday and the following Monday at 7 p.m. And this month, we're focusing on mindful eating. And that you can attend that in person or via Zoom. So either way, whatever is comfortable and convenient for you, that is like an audio sort of masterclass that we're going through about mindful eating. And then we usually close with a meditation as well for that. And that's for, you know, teens and adults. And and then next week on Wednesday, which is the 22nd, we have our monthly anime manga club for tweens and teens. So if you are a fan of anime manga, come on out. I usually pull any of the new manga that we have in at the library, so you can check those out. We put a video on, we have snacks, and just a space for them to come and share, you know, if that's something they're interested in, they can share their interests and have a fun, safe place to do that.
All right.
So, yeah, and then today, this morning, and then on Tuesday, the 28th, is our walking club at 9 a.m. So if you like to get outside, get some fresh air, get a little exercise, come and join us. It's a great way to build community, just meet like-minded people, and whoever comes kind of sets the pace and the distance. So, you know, don't feel intimidated by any of that. Just come on out and, just join us.
Mostly getting more people, just get them out and be active.
Yeah, exactly. Get some fresh air and movement and good conversation.
I mean, the only part on the walking club I was wondering about, we started it kind of in the fall into the wintertime. I'm going, but you've hit some really nice days when people have been able to get out.
Yeah, there's been a few days. A couple Tuesdays ago, it was raining pretty hard and didn't have anybody come out that day. But we've had some, you know, pretty nice days in between there. So we're still going.
All right, good. Keep it going. That's what we do. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Candy, what's going on the adult side of things?
Well, I'm actually kind of glad that we started the radio program mid-month because most of my programs are later this month.
Okay.
We did meet at the brewery last night for Books at the Brewery, and we'll meet again next month on the second Monday. But we had a great turnout, and it's a lot of fun. We chatted for about nearly 2 hours and talked wow. about books, and it kind of diverts down into other topics,
sure.
but good time.
Goes well, and that's part of it, just getting people out and communicating together again, too. Do you get new members? I mean, some come and go. You're not required to be there every month, so.
Right. It's just a drop-in, informal program. We added a few new people last month, and they came back last okay. night.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was great.
Okay. If they have questions, they can always ask.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
But anybody's welcome. You don't need to register. Just stop in at the brewery.
All right. Good.
I added a program that's not on our calendar, on our bookmark. It's called Neighborhood Forest, and we're partnering with this business to bring free trees to kids in Boone. And literally, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page or what you can find the link and register. It takes about a minute. You have to look up the institution, which is, of course, Erickson Public Library. But you can do this through Friday, a free tree for each kiddo. They also give you the opportunity to purchase additional trees if you'd like. They'll be delivered to the library, and then I'll contact people, and they can stop in and pick them up
okay.
when it gets closer to the growing season. But looks like a great program. We already have nearly 60 people that have registered in a week, and
wow.
I'm super excited about that.
Wow. That's pretty
yeah.
good.
So, that is great.
All right.
Tech for Beginners, the program that we got the grant for to teach about computers to older adults, will wrap up this Wednesday, the 15th at 6 p.m. And then also the same program will be offered on March 21st, next Tuesday night at 9:30 in the morning. They'll kind of overview all of the classes, ask and answer any questions you might have, and then talk about future classes, because we already know that there's interest in continuing something similar at the library.
Okay. Good.
Also this week is Third Thursday at Hoover, Thursday night at 6 o'clock. You do have to register. Find that on our Facebook or our calendar. And this month they're going to be talking about mining and how the Hoovers had a role in the mining industry, and how they actually they translated a book from 1556 that was in Latin, and it talked about mining and refining and smelting metals. So that seems pretty fascinating to me that they did that. And the lady from Elizabeth Dinchel, she's the director of the National Mining Hall of Fame in Colorado, will be leading that.
Wow.
So that's Thursday night. Then we have book discussion next Tuesday night on the 21st at 7 o'clock. They're reviewing the book, The Monsters We Make. If anybody remembers, I did an author talk with Callie White about 3 years ago during the pandemic on Zoom, and it was about the time the book was published, and so you can actually access that on our Facebook page. And you can go back and listen to her talk about the book, but the book discussion group will be reviewing that. And it's about it's a fictional mystery, but it's based on the kidnapping of the two newspaper boys in Des Moines.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they'll be talking about that. There's still copies available at the main desk if you'd like to check it out. It's a pretty short read, so you could get it done in the next week if you're interested.
Okay. All right, good.
We had a great conversation about that book at Rory Readers actually last week, because one of our members is also reading it for the book discussion here at the library, and pretty interesting, like all the things surrounding that story.
So,
yeah, it's like I said, she wrote it as a fictional mystery, but it's based off actual events that happened in Des Moines, so.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of brings it close to home for people here.
And that does generate discussion, doesn't it? So
it does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Thanks, Rhonda. Yeah, I didn't know that.
yeah.
I almost know what person you're talking about, but she's
yep.
involved in many book discussions, and that's
yes,
great.
Yes, she is. Yep.
First Conversations will meet Monday the 27th, 10 o'clock. You can either come upstairs and watch it with me on the one screen, or you can watch it at your home, or you can go to the wellness center, and they'll be focusing on eye health and food to benefit your eyes, and they'll be talking about sweet potatoes and probably carrots, I would imagine. And they have a sweet potato hash recipe. So it's about a half an hour lively conversation. People ask questions. We hear some important information about our health, and it's a good program. So. And then on Tuesday the 28th, Emily Mallory will be joining us on Zoom, and you can register for a free kit. This month we'll be doing two projects. You can make a gnome, or you can make, and you can make the state of Iowa. You'll get both in your kit, and kits will be available next Monday at the main desk. But you do have to register. I think I have about 35 kits available. And if you can't attend that evening, usually by the next day, I have the recording up on our Facebook page, and so you can watch the video recording on there. So
very good.
So, yeah, we have a busy month. And then we also have, hopefully this week I'll be offering the seed catalog. We've resurrected an old library card catalog, and it's on the main floor. And it will be full of seeds, packages of seeds that Orscheln, they were going to get rid of them last year after the growing season, and they donated them to the library. So we will be offering free seeds to people, and they can come in and pick out two packages and till they're gone. And hopefully, or if you have seeds that are unopened and, you know, they're not wildly old, like 10 years old, but you can bring them in, and we'll put them in the seed catalog. Okay. And that's on the main floor. And then I forgot to mention also on the 27th, it's another craft donation day. Yesterday was a craft donation day. It's the second and fourth Mondays. And we had a dozen people bring crafts in. So the table is overflowing, and by my desk is overflowing, which is fabulous.
That's okay.
We have lots of fabric right now. And if you're into counted cross stitch, we have lots of that fabric and patterns. So stop in, pick up something off the table, and just make sure you mark on the calendar that you participated. That's right there on the table. We kind of like to keep a running count. I think last month we had 75 people that came in and took advantage of this. So
that's pretty good. And it's one of those things where you just, let's give this a try and see how people. It's kind of like when you did your knit nights and things like that when you started those.
We did the houseplant swap, we'll bring that back this summer. You know, you don't know if people are interested, but then, you know, people hear about it, and then other people talk about it, and pretty soon you've got 12 people bringing it.
Yeah.
All kinds of things. So.
And then another 15, 20 coming to pick things up.
And it's right there across from the main desk. So if you're on the main floor and you're just strolling around, just go take a peek, because it changes. Almost every day I put something new or different out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So some of the basic things to keep people updated, because I know, you know, I get my text messages because I signed up for the text messaging. But that's one of the ways that people can keep up with what the library's got going on. You constantly will be passing along, don't forget this is coming up this week, that sort of thing. And again, check online and the Facebook page, because you always have things there. And most of your Zoom stuff, you can just go to events, can't you, and get the link for that.
Yep, and if you sign up for the VIP text club, you get just little texts maybe every day, every other day, about just events that are coming up in the next week at the library. And if you sign up for Wowbrary, you get a message once a week on Wednesday, and it tells you all of the new items that have been added in the last week, whether it's children's books or fiction or movies. So, you know, that's a great thing to have come to your phone or your computer as well.
Yeah. We do have, a lot of activities going on this week, and I know you added a lot of additional ones just because of spring break, because not everybody goes, but a lot of parents looking for things for their kids to do and opportunities, and I'm pretty sure, Rhonda, you got a lot of young adults that are coming in and making use of time as well.
Absolutely. Yep, definitely.
So, again...
Jim, we should throw it out there because if you aren't going someplace warm and wonderful for spring break, you can access our website for the Adventure Pass. And there are six different places around Central Iowa that you can go. Take your family, two adults and two children for free on each library card one time per year. And that includes Raymond Gardens and the Science Center and... I don't have the list in front of me.
I know there's a list. Yeah, they can check it on your website. Or
Children's
come in.
Museum.
Yeah. Yep, the Children's Museum.
Science Center, did you say that one?
Yeah. Yep. Science Center,
Botanical Gardens.
Botanical Gardens. And I don't know if the Brenton Skating Plaza is still open or not, but as cold as it is, it's possible.
It should be.
maybe. We'll see. But again, there's a lot of different services and things available. We just hit on some of the programs you guys are offering. There's so many other services and things available. And I go back to some of the, like, was it Brain Fuse? I think that's one. That's services you got. Well, now with the Masterclass, the way that's kind of changed, you can access that a lot of different ways now. So. There's just
on Hoopla, if you have a library card.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I know people are going, what's Hoopla? You need to go and check it out if you haven't, because somebody's there and you can find out all about it. It's one of the services available at the Erickson Public Library. I do appreciate you both taking time to get us updated what's going on. Folks, if you don't have a library card, it's free. Go get one.
Stop in and see us.
At the Erickson Public Library. Thanks so much. You guys have a great week, and we'll look forward to finding out what's coming up in the month of April.
Sounds great. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.